Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
I'm Britain's top Jack Skipper impersonator.
I've got impersonators.
Have you got
impersonators? Not as impersonator, but you know, people who, I've got fake profiles.
Oh yeah,
and they keep making fake profiles of me.
And what do they think they're going
to
get out of it?
They're DMing like really like romantic poems to people. It's really weird. It's like really poetic.
That's funny.
Like a really poetic con man.
Really?
I don't know. It's like I'm so glad to have you on my private page.
Oh my
it's
god!
It's like I believe it's our destiny that we're so like.
Oh my
god! It's really
god.
Weird. I was thinking this though. I was thinking about, you know, like when you get them, like obviously, like you get them messages. That's obviously like a con, like a scam.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then they do it, and then they go, you know, it must be really like, when you build a scam, it must be hard to build the scam to make a link.
It's a big story, isn't it?
Yeah, they got to do all that. But then you think like at the beginning, they would have put a bit of effort into the English. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like they've made all the effort. They made a big scam, made this link, and it's like, you so hot, me won't do fuck on you. it's like, that sounds legit. Do you know what I mean? Put a little bit of effort into translating.
Yeah, I still click on them though. You just never know, do you?
What happens though when you click on them?
I don't know, mate.
Get to the good stuff. Let's find out what happens when you click on them. So as soon as you click on it, they got your details.
I don't know. I've never. Luckily, touch wood. This MDF, isn't it? But I've never been scammed yet. I think I'm like a real cocky bloke. I think no one's ever going to scam me. They will do it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to beat up a cash point the other week because I thought it was like one of those ones that had scammed me. So I was just broken. And Stalin gave me my money back within like 7 days.
And you beat it up.
Oh no! I was kicking
you lost.
It. I was kicking the camera. I was like. He's trying it. And I was like, my mate, who was it with at the time? Oh, Tim. Tim was like, mate, what are you doing? I wasn't even drunk. I was like kicking shit out of this ATM going, you're not gonna get the better of me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, sometimes you hear about the razor blades underneath the cash point. I was like,
what's that?
Well, sometimes, I don't know, people like put razor blades underneath the cash point. Oh, it's making me feel
fucking
a bit.
Hell.
It's making me testicles.
Is that a thing or is that just a wives' tale?
Well, I don't.
Why would you do that? What are you getting out of that?
Oh, it's just, there's weird people out there, aren't there?
That is weird.
Including you and me.
Yeah, I mean, I've only done it once, but...
I wouldn't even know where to get razor blades from nowadays.
No?
No.
Well, I've got an ex-carpet fitter, haven't I?
Oh, of course, yeah. But, I love that ex-carpet fitter.
Yeah, ex now. That's
He's
it.
Big time comedy
That's
boy.
It. That's it. It keeps trying to drag me back. I keep getting, like, messages from people. Like, you're available to do a stairs and landing? And I really am available. But I'm refusing.
Oh, I can't tell you how available I am.
I'm doing nothing.
I've got so much availability, I'm not doing it.
It's literally that.
Will you miss it?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all. I think before when I used to, you know, when I was still doing it and doing this podcast and getting known, like, I couldn't say, yeah, I fucking hate it, because I had jobs ongoing at the time. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, God, well, he's not going to do a very good job, is he? Exactly. He's going to shit in my corner.
Exactly. It is a weird thing. I was saying to someone the other day, it was like when you sort of have a level of people know who you are, you get recognised,
yeah,
and you go knocking on people's doors,
yeah,
people think it's like postcode lottery. It's like Dazz Auto. Somebody's
knocking on your door. Somebody's... All right, Jack. All right, mate. What have you got for me? Oh, it's just you unfitting your carpet, mate. Oh, shit, right. Is it?
Yeah, so
it's that weird thing of like, yeah, when you get to a certain level of fame, but like it might not be paying the bills, you know what I mean? Like, I've got mates, like Thomas Turgoo, who's my mate, who was in This Is England.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After This Is England, he had a job in a pub in Grimsby called The Parity.
Did he really?
And he was just like working behind the bar, and people were like, all right, film a day. He's like, nah, mate, I'm literally pulling pints. I'm like, all right, yeah, took Carlin, please.
That was a massive film, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but he got bored, and he wasn't really doing it for the money. He was doing it just because he wanted to just keep ticking over.
Right.
And so his mate run the pub and was like, do you want to just do a few shifts here? He's like, yeah, nice one, yeah. And he's like, he's one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet.
He comes across really well. Is he still acting now then?
He's got, yeah, he's busy. Busy, busy boy. He's got a lot of nice stuff coming out. But you should get him on here.
Oh, I'd love to.
Mate, he's got some stories.
Yeah, yeah.
He has got some stories.
Let's get him on.
He has got some stories.
Let's get him on, definitely.
Honestly, I'm got like a nun compared to him.
but it is that weird level of, I don't know how you get to the point where, you know, if you get recognised and that, and I think if you live a life where you are like working hard all day, loading vans, doing all that shit,
yeah,
just to stop and have a photo taken is so minor.
You've got your AirTex on.
Yeah.
GCW carpets.
It's good advertising.
Yeah,
it's
I'm filming. Yeah. It's a secret camera show. Where are the cameras? They're so secret you can't see them. And I just fucking take the photo and let me get on with my life. All right, nice one.
But no, I do like it. I did have one the other day where it was like, I sat down. I like going for Nando's on my own.
Yeah.
Thing I like to do. I like eating on my own.
Yeah.
Just cool, chill out. Yeah. And they give me like a little table and then like a group of four lads come and sat next to me. Oh, shut geezer. And I hadn't eaten my food yet and I had to sit there and, you know, you just sort of listen.
It's awful.
Eating on your own with these people. Oh, and then it was like, what's worse is when, well, not worse, but when someone's going, you can hear people going, it's that bloke. Oh. You've got to pretend you can't hear it.
Yeah.
You don't want to turn around and go, hey.
I'm dating at the moment and it's weird. I was with my missus for like 2.5 years, broke up and then like casually, like slowly going out on dates and stuff. And I quite like it where people don't know who I am. Like I like it where it's a level playing field. And it's fair, most girls in London, I've got no fucking idea who I am. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not exactly James Corden or even fucking, you know, whoever. But occasionally, yeah, I will be in a pub on a date and like some bloke will be like, oh, all right, mate, I love your stuff. And I'm like, all right, yeah, thank you so much, mate. Cheers. And he's like, what's just gone on there? I'm like, oh, yeah. And like, I put it that I'm a comedian, but they've got no, you know, like, and it's not, again, I'm not like, but it's just weird where people are just like looking at you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God. Yeah. So I just take them dogging instead. It's just easier.
It does get bothered. That's annoying when you get recognised dogging, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, but not from my face. Oh, yeah, I recognise these. Yeah, I recognise these. Lovely. Yeah.
I never forget a scrot.
like a couple of junior pool balls. I mean, not full size, but junior. Yeah, yeah.
I'm good with bollocks, not names. never forget a bollock.
Yeah. I never forget.
I was just thinking, actually, the other day, you know, people say, I'm terrible with names. Good with faces. It's like, that's not a skill, is it? It's not like... remembering a name takes effort. You've done is like look at someone.
I'm not very good at remembering stuff, but I'm good at looking at things. Why would you say that?
Yeah, no one's good at names, but not faces.
Yeah.
Like you just walk into a pub and go, John?
Yeah.
John?
No one turns around. Well, I can't see the faces. I'm really bad at, in my show, in my tour show, I speak to quite a few people, but in a nice way. Like, I don't ever want to take the piss. It's just good to get stories out of them. There's me just trying to tell you how comedy works. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. I'm really bad at remembering their names.
I'm so glad you said that.
My tour manager has to write them down. So then in the second half, I go, right, that was Paul. Okay, that was Teresa. Okay, Cheryl. Okay, and that was Joaquim or whatever his name is.
But that is one of the skills of being a comedian, is doing that, chatting to people, isn't it? But no, I do it just for the look of it. It looks like I'm chatting to you. I haven't listened to a word you're you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, or they stump you with something. You know what I mean? Like, what do you do for a living? Project manager. Oh, project manager.
Anyway, I was managing my mouth the other day, speaking. Just like trying to find a tenuous link.
There's like nothing there. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like,
I've had on tour recently, I've had a lot of people come who have had really nice, humble jobs. And you just go, what do you do for a living? Like, oh, actually, I'm a taxi driver. I'm like, oh, right, okay, round here, is it? I actually take disadvantaged children to school. And I'm like, oh, what car is it? What are you getting, MPG? You know, I panic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, oh, I've got a great bit on disadvantaged children.
So I was in Woolworths the other day. What? Nothing. Crack on. Yeah, I'm bad with names. I am actually genuinely bad with names.
Yeah.
I went on a date with this girl the other week and I forgot her name. And we've been chatting for like weeks. I forgot her name. I had to go to the toilet. I have a look at the dating app going, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Paul.
Oh, it's like when you're chatting to someone, say you're chatting to Paul and Paul's friend.
Yeah.
Right. And someone comes over and you go, oh, this is Paul. And fuck, I don't know.
I think you've got to be honest.
Introduce. So I don't.
She's got to be. Yeah. Just go, Matt. I'm shit with names. I'm really good with scrotums. if you had a scrotum out, I go, that's Steve. Steve the scrot. Steve the warty scrot.
But it is all good. Oh, it's like. I do this thing where I think I know.
Have we started the podcast?
Yeah,
brilliant.
There you go. See? You don't even know.
You don't even know.
You're lubed up. You don't even know it.
Thank you.
But yeah. So I'm like 95% sure I know their name.
Yeah.
But that 5% won't let me say it out loud.
And, yeah.
Because I just put that.
Or mumble.
Yeah.
Oh, she's. Just the other day, I was chatting to her visitor. And he was like, oh, no, I was chatting to her visitor. And he. So what are you saying? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I always like.
But I'm the polite one as well, where I'll just hear people get my name wrong and I won't pull them up on it.
Yeah.
I'll just go, okay, that's me then.
People always get my name wrong, the surname. Like Lloyd, like it's a weird name, Lloyd Griffith, but people always get the Griffiths. It's like they'll spell Lloyd wrong. Like I'm like, how the fuck have you arrived?
Two L's,
at that? Two L's, an O, a Y, and a D in that order, and it'll be like L O L Y D or L Y O L D, and it's like what? Where? How has that worked in your head?
Yeah,
like it's just Google it. It comes up.
With my accent, it's I can't say Griffiths.
Well, Belgians can't, mate.
I'm not Belgian.
What? So where's your accent from?
It's come as a shock to you. I'm not Belgian.
Are you not Belgian?
No.
I thought you were from the Leuven area of Belgium.
But it's like, I can't say TH. It's just
it sounds like you got a lisp.
It's a struggle for me.
Yeah,
Lord Griffith. Even when, like, if I like a singing a song, I'm trying to pronounce a TH.
You have to say Griffith. Like,
I just Griffith. Would you get offended if I say Griffith?
No, there's people stick an S on the end as well. It's fucking weird, but I'm like, look, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So what is the reason for two L's?
I don't know, mate. My mum's greedy. No, she's not. She's lovely. It's just Welsh.
Oh, it's Welsh, is it?
I think in Welsh, it's like Chloyd. You say it'll be like Chloyd Griffith. So I've got a very Welsh name, but I'm not. I'm Nigerian. But me, I think in Spanish, you go Lloyd. Lloyd. Double L is, but I mean, it's just fucking weird name, isn't it?
That's all right.
And everyone's just like fucking up. I mean, yeah. But if I was like... They get Ramesh Ranganathan right. Oh, yeah. They'll get that right. But Lloyd Griffith, I'm like, well, he is racist because he's a Welsh name. So you should be spelling it right. Oh, yeah, let's look after Ramesh, shall we?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
We can't get Ramesh's name wrong. But Lloyd, is that all right, is it?
People don't give a shit.
No.
They're happy.
Shout out Ramesh.
Right, I'm going to get into some of these questions.
Get to the good stuff.
Let's get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper and Lloyd Griffith.
And with Jack Skipper. He's forgotten my fucking name. He's forgotten my fucking name, early does.
Right. What's the most drunk you've ever been?
I went on a stag do once. And I went on a stag do a few years back. And, you know, it was a mate stag do. And we got, it was in Germany.
Right.
And we got really pissed. And on the Friday night, we went out and we went to this club and it was very cheap. And it was great. And me and my mate, I won't say his name, we got chatting to a lady. And we were chatting to her for the whole evening. She was, like, very nice. And she said, I'm in a bit of a predicament. I don't know which one of you two I want to have sex with. And she was from Germany. And my mate went, just have sex with both of us if you want. And she was like, for me, that would be the ideal scenario. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Anyway, we started to walk out of this club. It became apparent pretty straight away that there was something wrong with the walk. And there was a bit of a limp, should we say. And so me and my mate were like going, okay, yeah, fine. And then we got into the cab. And then she was like, back to your hotel. We're like, yeah, fine. And she went to the cab and then she like pulled her leg into the cab. We're like, oh, I've got a feeling that might not all be there. And go back to the hotel and, you know, she's entertaining us, should we say. She's conducting the choir. But, like, you know, she's...
Do a tight five.
Yeah, she had five of her fingers tight around. Anyway, so she was there, you know, operating a couple of cranes. Yeah. And, and then her top was off. And then she was like, oh, before I take my jeans off, I need to tell you something. And me and my mate were going, oh, what, I wonder what that could be. Like, knowing that clearly there's an issue. We don't know what the issue is. But yeah. And she was like, oh, I only have one leg. We're like, what? Oh, really? That's, where are you? That's, which one? And we'd seen her pull it into the car. And we're like, okay, yeah. And she was like, I lost my leg to the cancer. And at that point, like, it's a completely... And we're like, oh my God. Yeah. And I had an erection.
Spurred it on.
No, well, I was like, but I was literally, honestly, mate, I was like going, don't let cancer win. Don't let cancer win. Don't let cancer win. I was like, I've got to keep this.
Stand up to cancer.
I literally. I was like going, no, I'm not going to. So I was like trying to, my hardest, literally, I was trying my hardest. Just I was like, out the fucking thing. And we're like, okay, yeah, fine. And it was just like a weird situation where then I was like having to, I was like, don't. Because then I thought that if she saw that, you know, the cranes went down to half mast, then she'd be a bit like, oh, this always happens. So me and my mate just kind of like, no, we'll be fine. And she took her jeans off and there was no leg. It was just like full on prosthetic leg.
Was she hot though?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Very funny.
She was sex on leg.
Oh, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Sex, yeah. I can't think of any of the jokes right now. I'm just still thinking that my mum will probably listen to this and it's going to be a fucking awkward summer. Back home. Anyway, I will say, Mum, don't listen to this. Anyway, so, basically, so we go to, you know, and she I'm not sure this is the first time she's been involved in a menage a trois, because she seemed very experienced and, you know, took the lead. We were, like, me and him just, like, shaking, like, not really know what to do. Oh, God, you know what I mean? Like, it was, oh, yeah, you have to have a threesome. When it comes, you're going, oh, I don't know, what do I do? Yeah, do you know what I mean? I need the instructions. you know, like the IKEA thing where it's like, is this a three-man job? Tell me what to do and how to hold the tools. But I think that the first time you are faced with, you know, you always think about in your head and people watch porn. And then when you get round to it, you're like, going, you're so scared. You do want to ring your mum. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
So anyway, I was...
so my anyway, podcast. Yeah, say what I want.
My podcast, my rules. My podcast, my rules. Subscribe to the Patreon. So I'm like, so we're having fun, but I'm like, honestly, we're so inexperienced, and I was like, I didn't know what I was doing, and in the end, I just couldn't go through with it. And
you didn't actually start.
Well, I went south, and look after and orally, and then at one point, my beard got caught in her prosthetic leg because it was like an elastoplasting, and I literally told her prosthetic leg to fuck off at one point, and. I was
like you treated that cash machine.
Yeah. Like I kick a lot of things. But the leg was on, and it was like, it was a proper Soviet old school leg, and it was made out of like, what, you know, elastoplast, not elastic, yeah, but like fabric plasters. Right. It was like kind of like made out of that, and it just kept.
It was an old school leg.
Yeah, old school, yeah. Kept nicking on my beard. I was like, fuck off! I mean, I was like, everything like that. Oh, yeah, cool.
What were they doing during this?
They were, I think, you know, up top.
Up top.
Yeah, they're on the third floor.
They were sorting it out up there.
They're on the third floor. Yeah.
I'll take care of it down here, guys.
I was in the basement, do you know what I mean?
They just heard, fuck off, he's struggling down there.
Oh, fuck off. Who was he down there with? Can we fight again? So I... I was a bit pissed, but
how unarousing is it just having a bloke you can't see going, fuck off.
You know that if you're thin carpets and stuff, every now and then you'll tell a bit of carpet, oh, fuck off, get in there, fuck off. I've just nicked myself, you know, I'm bleeding. And so they were having a nice time up top, and I'm not. And, you know, it was just because I'm inexperienced and didn't really know what to do, and I was just like just a bit like, oh, God. And then just like seeing me mate naked, I was all a bit like, oh, God, he's bigger than mine. You know what I mean? Belly, I'm on about. No, obviously penis. I've got a huge belly. And then I just decided to leave. I was like, I've got to go. And she's like, okay. She didn't give a shit.
Yeah, she was pleased.
I think she was like, great.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done the audition. Yeah. You've not got through to the next round. And my mate's there having a great time. I mean, golden buzzer's gone off, fucking glitter everywhere. And so I leave, and it's like 2 a.m, and I go back to bed. And the next morning, I like wake up, and I was like, oh, can we, I said to my mate, I was like, can we not mention this to the lads, if that's all right? The fact that, you know, we went back, and just, I literally just started chatting to a girl, and I was like, I don't want her to know about it. You know, like, we'd literally been on like 3 dates, we hadn't had sex, and I was like, I don't really, you know, I'd rather, he was like, yeah, that right, yeah, mate, honestly. What goes on a stag do stays on? Yeah, cool. Anyway, he's a penis. Fool. He's a penis. We're all at breakfast, and ding, ding, ding. Oh, just so you know, me and Lloyd had a threesome last night, and there was only 5 legs. And I was like, I was so traumatized. Oh God, and they're asking questions. Anyway, that day we went out. It was Oktoberfest. It was in October, and we went out and got absolutely leathered, and we were like, just so pissed, and I was like so sad about what had happened. Like, not sad about what had happened, like, obviously, you know, but I was just a bit like, oh God, I was just all over.
There's a lot to take in, isn't it?
There's a lot to take in, yeah. And so I just got really, really pissed, like really, really pissed. And then cut my finger open, like Oktoberfest, everyone like chugs the things.
You're having
like
a terrible time,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, mate. Thanks for having me on. Oh, you said the good stuff. I thought it was the sad stuff. But I cut my finger open. Yeah. And you can see it there. The tiniest.
Yeah.
Little, you can't even see it. It's the tiniest little nick. But it was spraying out blood. Like,
oh, my God.
Tomorrow. So I had to go to like the pandemic? Paramedic. Fucking hell, am I right? And he steri-stripped it. He's like, you're not allowed to drink beer for the next 2 hours. You lost a lot of blood. You need to drink water. I was like, okay, yeah, fine. Yeah, great. Yeah, cool. Me too, mate. He's like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, not a problem. We'll go and get some steins of water. And I felt a bit dizzy. I've got a photo, which I'll show you, and you can stick it up on to show that this is how pissed I was. And then we basically went back to the table, and they were like, here you go, Lloyd. And there's like 2 steins of lager. I was like, no, you said water. He went, nah, mate, stag do. Water's cheating. Yeah. I mean, you're not having water. I was like, mate, I've drank a load of my blood already. I was like, it was the most pissed I've been. Within about 2 steins, I have no recollection of what happened for like 3 or 4 hours. I fell asleep in Oktoberfest. I got kicked out on my own because I fell asleep. So I just fell asleep on the table. The bouncer's like, right, you're going out. And obviously my mates are so supportive, just left me outside. So I was just on this chair outside, like shit-faced on my own. And then we went to go back to the club. And it was, back to the hotel, sorry, to get ready to go out to the club. And it was the most pissed I've ever been.
You can recollect, like,
oh, like, there's like 4 hours that I don't remember. Yeah. There's 4 hours that I don't remember. I remember, like, texting this girl that I've been seeing, and she just didn't reply because the text didn't ever make sense. And I was like, this is not great. And then we were basically in this, they got me in the cab, they put me in the front of the cab, and then we were just driving back to this hotel. I have vague recollections of like being awake, but you know.
Yeah.
And then I went to fart, and it weren't a fart. It weren't a fart. It was, I shat myself in this taxi. And I think all German taxis are Mercedes. I remember being in this Mercedes being like, this is awful. Like, I don't know. And it wasn't, I was like in the front, I was like, oh. And the lads are all like, oh yeah, we're going to this. Oh, I was like, lads, I'm just going to get out of that. No, mate, the hotel is literally 5 minutes up the road. I was like, mate, I'm going to walk from here. And they're like, Lloyd, I was like, I'm going to walk from here. So I was like, if I stay in this cafe longer, there's going to be a huge soilage fee. German geezers going to be like, nah, mate.
Because you've got a little bit of time before they start smelling.
Exactly. And that was and I was like, if I can keep it airtight for the next 30 seconds, I can get out there, maybe pass it off as a bad fart. But I was like, I need to absolutely take what I've got with me. I mean, like, just, and I remember being so pissed. I think when situations like that happen, you kind of like snap into going, all right, well, I need to take care of the situation. So I was like, I literally was like, right, I'll get out of here. And I got out of the taxi and they're like, just get in. I was like, I'm going to see you. I'll see you back there. And I got back, I walked back to the hotel and I was like, I could feel it. It was awful. Like, it wasn't great. And
Steins.
Yeah.
Steins and Steins.
Also, I think it was because of the blood that I drunk as well. I think it's because I drunk my own blood and they were like, I think my body's gone. We were trying to, I don't know. Like, if there's any doctors listening, feel free to let me know. But I basically drunk so much blood, drunk so much beer, was also like all over the shop. And then walked back to this hotel with it in my pants. Yeah. And got back to the hotel. Lads, what were you doing? I was like, lads, I've shit myself. What? I was like, I've shit myself. So I went into the hotel room and just like locked myself in the hotel room. And it was not great. I had to wash my jeans. Like, all my jeans were, I had to take my shit. There was like, yeah, it was not ideal. I had these shitty pants. I remember them, grey and yellow Gap pants.
Right.
Hello, ladies.
Thanks for the detail.
And I was like, I need to get rid of them. So I could wash my jeans. I had two pairs of jeans. I was like, so I just washed the jeans.
You really have sobered up by this point. Then.
I'm still.
But it's a sobering experience.
It was really interesting because I never made it out to the club because I was that pissed.
Yeah.
I was that pissed. But I think for an hour, I don't know what happened. Like, it was just something in me just went, right, you've got to do this. We'll know how to do it. Survival mode. This is what's going to happen. So in my head, I'm like, okay, fair enough. And I just got these Gap pants on. And it was like quite dark. I was like, right. So I just basically opened the window and just like fucking launched out the window. And I was like, I've got to deal with that. And then I unlocked the door and the lad's like, you're right. And I was like, it does stink. Of course it stinks. I mean, I'm shooting myself. And I'm like, I've got my jeans drying on the towel rail in there. And they're like, oh, you fucking shit. And it was horrible. And so basically, fell asleep. They couldn't wake me up. I think the loss of blood. It's just the tiniest little thing, but genuinely, I think that the fact that I lost so much blood, I think my body was like, we're done, mate.
So much trauma.
There's so much, a lot of mental trauma. Like, it is the smallest, you can't even see it. Yeah. You cannot see it. It's the tiniest thing, but it was fucking spraying out. There was no tomorrow. And I think it's because I drunk all that. Anyway, so I went to sleep and I didn't make it out. And like the best man and the stag, they were like fuming. The stag was fuming with me for not making it out. Next morning, my mate just opened the windows. And what I didn't realise is there was a balcony. So basically, my shitty pants, which I thought I got rid of, I was like, don't need to deal with this. I'm on the fourth floor. That's absolutely fine. Someone else will have to deal with that. I don't know what's outside. There's my shitty pants on the balcony there. And then you go in, oh, I've got to deal with it again. I've got to deal with it again. They're like, oh, you fucking sick prick. I'm like, and what do you do? What do you do with shitty pants? Well, I'll tell you what you have to do. You have to go down to reception, get a plastic bag, go up there, take the shitty pants into the bag, and then just go for a walk down a German high street and just try and find a bin to put your shitty pants in.
Leave it on a train.
It is one of the saddest walks you'd ever do.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah. Looking for a dog shit bin. That's big. Shh. Hey, leave it out. So I put these Gap pants in the... has got, yeah, so that was, but it was honestly, it was the most pissed I've been. I don't remember much of the day,
yeah.
Just being like kicked out. Like, oh, I think all of us got kicked out of this club. It was absolutely, it was ridiculous, of the Oktoberfest thing. But yeah, it was real bad. It was real bad.
I love the way, like you're supposed to like stitch the stag up. It's like, you took a bullet for the stag. Like, I think you like.
He was like, that was a midway stag. So we had like a first few stags, you know, which like my mate Steve is was the first stag. And then it was like midway through of all the stags. So like, I'm 39 now. I'm literally out of our friendship group. There's like 16 of us in a WhatsApp group. I'm the only bloke that's not engaged or married. And I'm absolutely fucking shitting it. Because yeah, we've done some bad things on stag dudes. Not bad things as in like buried bodies or anything.
Yeah.
But like we've done some, you know, horrific things to the stag.
Where was the worst destination?
So our mate Danny, we met him in central London, put earphones on him, tied him up, and he wasn't allowed to see or hear anything. So he had music in the headphones the whole time, noise cancelling headphones. He was like blindfolded, and we walked, and he said that basically we got to Victoria Station and we got on. We basically got to Victoria Station, and he said he heard Victoria Station going, the next train to Gatwick or next train to Brighton, and in between songs. And he's like, all right, okay, cool. And then the train journey was 30 minutes. He's like, brilliant, we're at Gatwick. We're going skiing. We'd actually just gone to his like parents' like town of Oxted in Surrey, and he was fucking fuming. He took the things off, and he was just there with his granddad and dad in the new inn in Oxted. He's like, "What the fuck are we doing here?" We're like, "Hey,
pack your swim shorts."
Yeah, yeah. But literally, it was amazing because he got picked up on the bus that he used to go to swimming in. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, the old driver from their school, like, "Yeah, we'll pick you up, little Pat Lance." So they didn't quite understand. He was like, "I thought going fucking skiing, right?" No, mate, we're in Oxford. And we actually ended up going to a place called Upper Dicker, which is like near Eastbourne. And it was amazing, but also like pretty fucking shit. Went to Blackpool once. That was really grim. Really fucking grim, yeah.
Well, I went to, for mine,
your stag do.
Magaluf.
Oh, wow.
But it was like, do you know what? Because we always go Ibiza, which is where we go, me and the boys, you know what I mean? I just wanted something. I wanted something like just a tacky holiday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't realise how fucking shit it would actually
awful.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's not even like, it's, you know, it was supposed to be like ironic.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a boom. It's just like, yeah, this is actually grim.
I went, it was one of the saddest holidays I think I've ever been on. I went to Magaluf 2016. I'd had a pretty horrible breakup. There's a theme here, isn't there? I'm lonely. 2016, me and two mates from home were like, look, let's go on an all-inclusive to Magaluf. And we went to this hotel. The hotel was absolutely serviceable, but not great. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking awful. But we, all three of us had I'd had horrible breaks up. So we were like, oh, we'll go to Magaluf and like have sex with loads of girls. And we genuinely didn't kiss one girl between the three of us. We were there for 7 days.
Really? That
I got bad. Told I'm the only bloke to go to Magaluf with 25 condoms, come back with 33. Like, it was fucking, honestly, it was so, on the final night, I was like, just want to go to Pizza Hut? We're like, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. I was like, my treat. So we just went to Pizza Hut. It was honestly just the saddest thing. We're just playing shithead in the thing. We hardly spoke to any girls. It was, well, it was so sad.
As I arrived, I just saw like someone getting bashed up.
Yeah.
Someone getting arrested. I was like, this is like, really grim.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like a film, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
And I got lost on the first night.
What?
Because I basically lost. Well, my phone died. Didn't know where the hotel was. I mean, I managed to borrow someone's phone.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I could call my mate Ben. For some reason, I had his number. And I called him, and this is my moment. This is my moment. I was like, Ben. I thank God. And all I hear was doing on the other one was, hey! I said, no, seriously, I'm lost. Hey! And then hung up, and that was it.
Brilliant.
So I had to sleep on the beach.
Yeah.
Slept on the beach, and then I woke up to someone, I had like a bum bag thing on. And they dressed me up. They dressed me up in, so, like they had like a size 12. You remember Lonsdale slip-on shoes?
Yeah, I love them. Yeah, I had a pair. I had a pair.
And I was like, I was really angry. Being like, they fucking ditched me. It's my fucking stag do. And then I sort of went to put these shoes on, and I was just looking, and that made me more fucking angry.
They bought them ironically for you.
Yeah, they bought
them. I actually wore them.
Oh, that was my stitch-up outfit. Was the Lonsdales?
Me.
Yeah, so I was, but then I got back, finally found my way back to, I found an internet cafe.
Yeah.
And then
internet cafe?
I had to Facebook some fuck, and then I got back to the hotel, and there were 12 of them sitting around a table going, oh, we were worried sick. And they're all pissed up. And just like, they didn't give a shit. They were not worried sick at all.
I once got lost on a stag do. We went to Bournemouth on a stag do. And Bournemouth, like, there's a lot of like cities like York, Bournemouth get used for like stag dudes. It's like, oh, it'd be quite nice, quite genteel. It's just full of angry stag and hens. Like, yeah. you go to Brighton, what's that? Is it that club? Is it Ocean or something?
I know what you mean. Oceana.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Prism. Is it Prism?
Yeah, Prism. It is literally just like, it's just a free-for-all. It's just so many different stag and hens just ready to fight. Do you know what I mean? It gets tribal. Are you from Preston? Are you from fucking Challenger? And then it just started fighting. We were on this stag do in Bournemouth, and my phone had died. It was years ago. And I was like, I've got nowhere. I don't know where we're staying. I don't know. I got lost. Yeah. I got separated from the stag do.
See, that's, you're in your country though.
That's
good. That's less terrifying.
I think we were staying in this like big Airbnb. We were staying in a big B&B. We're taking up like pretty much over the whole B&B. But it was like one key between two. So if you wanted to go back, you had to go back with someone in order to, you know, there were no key cards. It was like literally a metal key, like the fucking 70s. So I was like, I haven't got that key. I don't know where. So I ended up sleeping on a roundabout. You know those big roundabouts? Yeah. I was like, that looks all right. I'll just keep there.
Last result.
And then went to a hotel and managed to like charge my phone. I genuinely remember I went on a Sony Ericsson and just not being able to find anyone with a Sony Ericsson charger, going, can you just charge this for like 10 minutes? But I slept on a fucking roundabout for like 4 hours.
That's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
I was thinking this the other day. Another horrible feeling is when you sort of like, you go back to someone's house, you don't quite know them. Like, yeah, come back to ours. But they live with someone.
Yeah,
it makes it clear that you're not welcome.
Oh, you're not
there.
Welcome. Yeah, yeah.
That is an awkward feeling, isn't it? There's lots of like door slamming.
Yeah,
or like,
yeah, yeah.
Like but you don't leave.
Passive aggressive door slamming.
You don't leave.
Nah, you drink the fucking drinks cabinet.
Yeah, it's worse when you are that person as well.
Yeah, yeah.
When you live with someone, they bring people back. You're like, oh, you fucking.
My mate John Boy. He won't mind me saying this, and he doesn't have the internet, I don't think, so it's fine. He's like one of my best mates from Grimsby. He's a right wrong'un. I love him. Oh, he came to a gig the other night randomly, and he once went out, and he woke up at like 5 a.m, and he was underneath a table. He was underneath a table in the dining room. He was like, oh, fucking hell, this party must have been fucking big. I've woken up underneath a table. And then he like realised there was no sign about any party, and he was like, what's going on? And then he realised, like, just a normal person's house. And he was like, what's going on here? And he had a little look around the kitchen and like in the dining room, he was like going, just family photos, just like this nice family. And he's like going, I'm not the same age as any of these people. And he goes, I think I just walked into this house. And it's a house down Car Lane in Grimsby. And he basically just got shit faced. He was on the way home, was like, oh, I can't deal with it any longer. Walked into someone's house, just slept underneath their fucking table.
Did they find him?
No, because he then just like left, out. Like really, like just ducked out. This was like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But he was like, can't believe it, I fucking woke up under someone's table. He then woke me auntie had a guest house in Cleethorpes. He once woke up in the little porchway, pissed, and had pissed himself.
You're getting people just wake up later, though, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Mates.
And he'd always do that. He would absolutely always do that. And he basically woke up. He didn't even realise it was my auntie's fucking B&B. And he just woke up and went, all right, Billy, what are you doing? He went, well, I just fell asleep. So like, you pissed yourself. Went, oh, fuck, just come in. And just like got him changed and washed.
Pissing yourself's a bad one, isn't it?
Yeah. I've never actually pissed myself. I've only shit myself once. That was that one time in Germany.
You go straight to the hard
yeah, but
stuff.
Also, like, if you're looking
skip
at me, like,
in the immediate level.
Like, honestly, if you look at me, you'd go, describe someone that you think had shit himself. A little fat bloke who eats too much gluten. Yeah, me.
That's you. Yeah.
A little fat bloke that absolutely eats far too much than he should.
I've never done it. Pissed. I've done it. Not pissed, but
shit yourself.
Yeah.
Why?
I've done it a few times. I've just done it. You ever know, one of them sort of like light-hearted ones you just do indoors?
Oh yeah, for banter.
I just
shit myself.
Just go,
whoops.
I'm on my own. No one has to know.
No, I've never done that.
You ever done that?
I think that's sadder. That is so much sadder than shitting yourself in a German taxi. Because you go, there's a reason behind it.
Yeah.
And if you shit yourself at home, you're going, well, I've probably got a problem.
Yeah. Well, I did it once when I was ill for ages and I didn't eat and I thought to myself, oh, I'm going to get like a nice meal because I was really poorly. I was like, oh, right, I can eat the meal. And I got one in a microwave meal from like a microwave chicken thing from Marks and Spencer's.
Oh, pushed the boat out.
So 3 minutes in the microwave.
Lovely.
I ate it. Turns out it wasn't a microwave meal. It was an oven.
Oh God, that's
literally just as I read the back of it. Oh, this is an oven.
30 minutes. 30 minutes.
So then I was ill again. Straight off the back of that.
I had a really bad chicken lasagna once, which I was eating it going, oh, this doesn't feel cooked. And it weren't. And it was, I was in a bad way. Oh, yeah. It was in a bad, bad way. And I lived on I was living on my own in Exeter. Everyone had gone back for, it was half term, and I was like student digs, and I had this chicken lasagna, and I was like, that don't feel cooked. I really don't feel cooked. And then I was just hallucinating. I was just on my own going, I think I'm going to die on my own in like student accommodation.
Oh, I'll tell you a bad one.
It's killed like, by a chicken lasagna.
Have you been like Asia?
No, do you know I haven't? No. Well, I've been to Japan like, for like 4 days.
That's like different level shits.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like intense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I might go there just to lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah. It's like you'll be like on the dance floor and like a great time. It's like a split second. This is serious.
I've got
your holiday changes in an instant.
I've got two friends. That's the end of that story.
Thank you for coming on, Lloyd.
I've got two friends and they got married. It was the most beautiful wedding. It was in Monaco. And it was they put on a great spread, lovely little situation. And then we're on the everyone's on the dance floor steaming, and then all of a sudden there was something steaming on the dance floor, and like it was a human shit. There was a human shit. It was the most middle class, like middle to upper class wedding you've ever been at. You know what I mean, we're all staying at the fucking Fairmont Hotel in Monaco, overlooks a little hall, you know, the hairpin bend for the F1.
You could take the man out of Grimsby.
But it weren't me. Crucially, I said I've only shit myself once, okay? And that was specifically in Munich. And there was a human shit on the dance floor. And it was like, oh my God. Like, when you're at a wedding, who's in charge of clearing up human shit? Yeah. Like, when you're giving out the rolls for the ushers, you're going, do you mind umbrellas, confetti, and, oh, just picking up any human shit, if that's right? Going, yeah. Sorry, what was the last one? Picking up human shit. Right. Are you expecting that? Well, you can't count out, can you?
Tradition in Monaco.
In Greece, they break plates. In Monaco, we shit on the dance floor. We draw straws. And anti-ethyl. Your turn for the steaming turd, okay?
Like the Jewish people in the glass.
Yeah. You got stand on a shit. It was mad because it was then pretty apparent straight away. Oh, there's a shit, and it like human shit has a different smell to it, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's horrible, unless it's yours, so it's fucking great, you know, like you're proud of it. But everyone's like, oh,
creating a circle around it.
Well, not yet.
New York.
Putting on chairs. Get the shit on a chair. So we're pinning money to the. Anyway, so there's this shit on the floor. And then there's like, I've never seen, you know, those like yellow wet floor signs? Yeah, I've never seen a sadder yellow wet floor sign in my whole entire life. It was just this solitary yellow egg. The floor wasn't even wet. It was just, if anything, you're just giving a fucking turd a hat. It's just this yellow hat. And then I was going, well, who clears it up? And I think.
Do you know what I've been tempted to do? You know, the bride and groom on top of the cake.
Yeah.
Just put out on it.
Like little fake shit. No, it's not fake, mate. Anyway, someone had to clean it up. And we're like, I don't know who cleaned it up. And whoever it was, absolutely fair play to you. And then there was a mopping involved and stuff. And it was all like, oh, God, someone shut up. That's mental. But then
it's like a party just carrying on around.
The party then carried on. Everyone was steaming. Absolutely Billy Bollocks. And
I'm not saying that. I'm not blaming male or female, but you think dresses.
Well, no, but dresses, now, trousers, but then, right. But then you, the whole time we're like, dancing again, who could it be? Like it turned into a shit version of Cluedo. Like just looking around going, well, she gave birth recently, so her sphincter might not be as tight as anything. He looks old. He looks like he can shit himself at any point. And he's wearing quite loose slacks. He's like dancing, do you know what I mean?
Don't stop believing.
Oh, God. But then, not even joking, half an hour later, second shit on the dance floor.
Fucking
not
hell,
even joking.
Who is this?
To this day,
Jesus.
We still don't know. And the couple, and I won't name.
Dropping mines everywhere. Like
They went through, the next few days later, they went through the list and were like, just like, literally just trying to go, could have been them. And they just were like, we don't know who shat on the dance floor. But that's the thing about, not to like point fingers, but you kind of go in, Was it, who would have?
Well, like, was this before or after the Oktoberfest or the?
Oh, this thing? Was like yeah, a few years. Like, there's a few years difference.
But before or after, because if you'd have had previous, you might have been a suspect.
No, very very good point actually. But I cannot tell you how tight my trousers are. It ain't coming out of that. It'll just spread out like fucking Primula, mate. You know what I mean? Like
are those Gap pants?
A poo ain't escaping my trousers anytime soon, mate. As I say, I keep them airtight. But yeah, there was two shits, which was like mad, wasn't it?
Right, we only done one question. But, well, basically, you've covered
there's a lot. There's been a lot of shit-based. Yeah. Most pissed I've been.
Yeah,
worst thing I've ever done on a holiday. Have you ever shit yourself? All three in one story. Have you ever had a threesome with the girl with one leg? I've covered that one as well.
That'll be a question for future now. I'll have to ask that every time. We're going to go with, what's the worst lie you've ever told?
It's not the worst lie. I've told some lies in my time. I think we all do, don't you? Sometimes you have to like say stuff in order to get, you know, a job or whatever. You know, in like I do a bit of acting, so sometimes, you know, you put on your CV, oh yeah, I can ride a motorbike, or you know, I can fucking ride a horse, or I can speak German.
Shit on a dance floor.
I can shit on a dance floor. Do you know what I mean? definitely, yeah. What's the role? Disco floor shitter. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm a method actor.
You wanna see my show reel? Yeah, you're right, St. Monaco. Glamorous. It's just down the road from the Cannes Film Festival, actually. I went to university and I went from Grimsby to Exeter. I've really discovered this. I think when people go to you start a new life when you go to Exeter. Like, I was a bit of a geek at school, and like I was always singing. Like I'm a classically trained singer and stuff. And I would always band camps, like choir tours and stuff. And then when I went to Exeter, I was like, oh, this is like my time to like not be a weirdo, not be a geek, and like just, you know, I wasn't really like massive with the ladies and stuff. So I was like, right, I'm gonna fabricate a few stories about my life and stuff. And I remember like we got Freshers Week, it started on a Sunday. And so I turned up and I had to sing at the cathedral that morning. So I turned up to Freshers Week like in a suit. Right. So I turned up, everyone's there like off their gap. Yeah, yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I'm Johnson. Yeah, I just come back from Ghana. Absolutely fucking loved it. Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm Lloyd. I'm in a suit. It was like really fucking weird. Like the cool kids and stuff, like they're all there. And I'm like in this suit. And like there's a couple of guys there who some of my best mates now to this day. They're like, what are you wearing a suit, mate? And I was like, I'm reading music at uni, but I'm also a choral scholar in the cathedral choir. Like, what does that mean? I was like, I basically sing in the cathedral choir like nine times a week, like in a cassock and a dress. Like, a bit weird, mate. I was like, yeah, it is weird. But, you know, it's what I love doing. And also, it's pretty cool as well. You get to do some pretty cool stuff. Then, like, oh, yeah, like what? And I was like, oh, I wasn't prepared for questions. And so I genuinely, like, was in my head going, like, well, just make up. And I was like, You know, Take That's Never Forget. And they're like, yeah. I was like, there's like the little choir boy at the beginning. But we've come so far and we've reached so high and we've looked each day and night in the eye, but we're still so young and we hope for more. And they're like, yeah. I was like, that was me. They're like, what? I was like, yeah, that was me. And like, this was the day before, like, you had to go into like an internet cafe or like, you know, you couldn't just Google stuff there and then be like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? It, yeah.
So I kind of got away with it before you could like Google stuff. I think people lie less now because you go, oh really? I'll just fucking ask Jeeves and see if that really is a thing. So I was like, oh yeah, no, I sang on that. And they're like, oh really? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, so do you still see Take That now? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, every now and then, like we do like a reunion and stuff. And like, do you get royalties? Like, yeah, well, big payoff. And every now and then I could get a royalty for like 15 quid. Like the weirdest fucking lie that I'd gone on with it. I was like, they went with it.
I mean, to be honest, if you would have just come on and told me that.
Yeah, you'd have believed it.
I would have believed
it. Yeah, but it was for 3 years. Like we were at uni I basically kept that lie up for 3 years. And every time like we'd be in a club, there'd always be like, you know, it was like cheesy nights and stuff, or like 90s nights. And then every time that came on, they'd always play the beginning bit and everyone was like, Lady, I'm like, yay! And I'd perform it, like, knowing that I'm a fucking fraud in this, like, nightclub, going, but we've gone so far, and we've reached so high. And I was doing it, like, to try and get laid. I'd never had sex. Of course it never
the
worked.
Sixth member of Take That.
Of all the things that you could say.
Yeah.
And it got to, like, the third year, and I was like, oh, lads, you know that Never Forget thing? I was like, I've made it up. They're like, you're the fucking cunt.
No, you got no friends.
Oh, they were just so, they're like, yeah. And we thought, why did you say it? I was like, I was trying to look cool. Like, of all the things you can say. Yeah, that's like the least cool.
No,
like,
I am actually Howard Donald.
Are you? Yeah, Google it. What's Google? Nah, don't worry about it. But yeah, that was like the worst. Like, it's not the worst lie, but it's just like the weirdest lie that I've told.
Because that's the thing with lying. If you just, it's like if you say something and then it's horrible being too far into it.
Yeah.
That's the horrible thing. Oh, do you know what? It's denying something.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
And you think, I should have just said I did do it. And then you're in it.
Yeah.
And I've done that.
I had a friend and back at when I was at uni, and she had a horrible boyfriend. She had a really fucking horrible boyfriend. He was horrible to her. And one day, I shouldn't have, this is in the days where we ordered like Nokias with no like locks on them.
Yeah.
And I was pissed and I just text him going, you're a fucking idiot. I don't want to be with you anymore. And I sent it to him. And
from her, you sent it from her phone?
From her phone, yeah.
Why'd you do that? Oh, because he was a dickhead?
Because he was horrible. Even before we'd heard of like gaslighting and red flags, he was like, fuck, he was horrible. He was horrible. He weren't at the university. He was like a local lad and he was fucking horrible to her. And everyone hated him, but no one would confront him. So I just did an awful thing where I sent him a text message from her phone.
You didn't quite confront him.
No, I didn't. I literally...
I would have confronted him.
That's the equivalent of me shitting on a dance floor. Going, you deal with that, yeah. But and then she was like, then the next morning she went, Paul split up with me. Well, she won't mention his name, but let's just say it's Paul. It is Paul. And Paul split up with me. And she was like, apparently I sent him this text message last night. I was really pissed. And I was like, fuck.
So what did you do next?
Well, I left it.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be like the saviour here, but they broke up and he was like, well, if you're going to fucking text me that saying that you know, they think I'm a piece of shit, I don't want to be with you. And actually, she was a lot better for it. But about a year later, I was like, I need to tell you something. I was like, I sent that text message to Paul from your phone. And she just started crying. And she's like, I'm so glad you did, though, because it actually sorted out. But at the time, I couldn't sleep at night. I was like going, what do I do? Do I tell her? Do I not tell her? And I didn't tell anyone to even confide in it. Luckily, it worked out. But yeah, that is like
you have done the right thing, and I think you played a great game there though, because you could. I reckon if you would have told her straight away that you'd done it, she would.
Yeah, and I think she could. The potential that she could have gone, actually, Lloyd sent that, and you know, it wasn't me, so let's get back together or whatever. But the fact that she thought that she sent it made me think, oh, actually, then maybe it's something that, you know, you definitely should, you know. But yeah, it was fucking mad. Yeah, it was really weird. And also, I'm glad I couldn't have told her, because if she actually, Lloyd said that, he was a lot bigger than me. He'd have fucking ruined me.
Yeah.
As I say, like he was like a local extra lad. Do you know what I mean? He'd have been like, you fucking what, mate? What are you doing that? What are you saying? You fucking have blood. Do you like take that? Do you want to go see him live?
Right. Have you ever been arrested?
I was close to being arrested, yeah. No, I haven't. I'm like such a little like geek. Like there's been no need for me to get arrested. Apart from I basically was in a club in Exeter called Vaults.
Right.
And I had like questionable clothes choice at university. Like there's photos of me. Like I had a mullet at one point. I used to wear this big fucking crucifix medallion. Like
there's no excuse for a mullet. In, like, what was this, 90s?
I think I was 90s? Trying to bring it in again. Yeah. It was really, with this photo of me, I used to wear, I couldn't afford Burberry shirts, so I went to Burton's and bought like a fake Burberry shirts.
Yeah.
I used to wear Lonsdale fucking slip-ons. I used to wear cargo shorts. And once, like, I wore these shorts, trousers, but they were like elasticated waist. And they were like quite like, they were really weird. Part chino, part not chino. Anyway, I'm wearing them. And my mate's taking the piss out of me. I'm wearing this shirt with a pocket. And the first thing they do is my mate just rips the pocket off. Like, it's like, oh, mate, come on. My shirt's ripped.
Burton shirt.
Well, I think it was a Burton shirt. It was ripped. I was like, for fuck's sake, I'm fuming. The next thing they do, they take my trousers off because they know that it's elasticated. So there's a few times I'm in the dance floor and they just go, you know that thing where they keg you?
Yeah.
And they kegged me and like, my boxes came down as well. I was like, fucking hell, stop it, lads. But once they'd got a sniff of that, they were like, oh, well, we're doing that all night now. Can you not? So I'm there, like, just trying to dance, like, looking like some, like, with my hand on me, like, me waist, like, looking like some fucking, like, salsa dancer.
Yeah.
And then they'd basically, not pegged me, what's it called? Kegged me. They pegged me.
They pegged me?
Yeah, they pegged me.
I said, you're nicked.
Pegged me and shit myself on the dance floor. They kegged me. They took my, because I had these Lonsdale slip-ons as well. They kegged me took my trousers off and boxers, and I'm then on the dance floor just holding my knob and balls. And if a bouncer sees you on the dance floor holding your knob and balls, he is well within his right to kick you out of the nightclub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm then like going, no, I haven't done it myself. Like, it was awful. And then
why did you want to stay anyway?
Like, no, but I was like trying to like chase the lads with me fucking trousers. Oh, yeah. The bouncer's like, right, give me his fucking trousers back. You're out. I'm out. So they let me put my trousers back on. And like, right, outside now. So that obviously kicked me out of the nightclub. Yeah. Fine. And I'm outside this nightclub. And then with that, a fucking police wagon comes down the hill. Or goes up the hill. I can't remember what those vaults.
So you had no pads on at this time? No trousers?
I just put them on. We're talking like a minute before. Like they let me like get into a corner. I put them back on. All right, get out. You're kicked out. And then the police were like, the bouncers threw me out, okay? And we actually knew the bouncers because we're in there every fucking week. Like, right, get out, fucking don't get your dick out in public again. And the policeman was like, sorry, what was that? I was like, oh no. And the bouncer's like, oh God. And they like just stopped. And I was like, oh my God. And I remember it being like the small Ford Transit police van. Policeman, oh, so did he have his dick out in the nightclub? And like, they just overheard it. And I was like, someone took me trousers off. I've got elasticated waist, mate, and I'm wearing Lonsdales. And the doorman like, yeah, look, he was. He was like, well, that's.
I love the way you had to, you know, make an excuse for the Lonsdales.
I've got the Lonsdales on, mate.
Like it's like, no, it's like
they
that.
Were easy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a crime in itself, mate. You're wearing Lonsdales. Get him in the back.
You're in a 10 stretch. What are you in for? Lonsdales.
Oh, yeah. Which one? Slip-ons? Yeah, slip-ons, mate, yeah. White with the little black things that go around the side. Yeah.
Keep away from him.
Fucking
he runs his wing.
Someone shit on the fucking pool table. Oh, fucking Lloydie Lonsdale. The policeman was like, right, we need to take your details. I was like, oh, and the bouncers, you could see the bouncers were like, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
And they basically like, right, what's your name? I was like, giving him a name. And then I was like, oh, this is not ideal. Like, I'm going to get a ticket or whatever it is, like, for basically having me penis.
Put on a register.
Well, I sang in a fucking, at the time, I sang in a choir, you know what I mean, with kids. And I'm like going, this isn't ideal. I think this, and honestly, I was pale. I was like, you know, like, again, when you, all of a sudden, you're sober. And then with that, they basically, something just came through on the radio. They're like, and he's like, right, you've just been off because there's like something much more serious up there. And they got in and the bouncers were like, get back in. Yeah. They put me back in again. And it was just,
yeah. It must have felt bad. They must
so
have
I,
felt.
I nearly got arrested. But fuck me, imagine being, what did you get? Like, I got kegged and I had Lonsdales on. What? Are both of those like important to the story? I do.
That's your criminal background. Yeah, you're in one of them hard bastards book. Danny Dyer's Deadliest Men.
Danny Dyer's Deadliest Men. We're about to make Griff. Griff is known in the underworld as having the one of the worst dicks on dance floors.
With Lonsdales.
With Lonsdales, yeah. Have you been arrested?
Anyway, that's enough for
my podcast, my rules.
Actually, that way it's time up. But thanks for coming on, man.
Oh, mate, thank you for having me.
You're on tour at the moment?
Yeah, on tour all over the country until the end of March. Once on a fun, biggest tour I've done, and it's so good doing stand up, isn't it? Just being out there, being able to just like tell you, and we gigged together for the first time.
Yeah,
and not to blow smoke up your ass, but me and Lee Mack were on. Imagine being on a bill with Lee Mack.
Like, bizarre.
Yeah,
that was a weird experience.
And we were both. Me and Lee Mack had been working on this opera thing together, so we've been quite, you know, we've been talking about the stand up and new people and stuff. And we were both like, first time I've seen you, I thought you were fucking brilliant.
Oh,
I think there's a big old career, I think, for you. And I'm not just saying that. So
fucking cheers, man. I'll give you like 20 quid later. So.
20 quid, that's a risk. Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
No, it was great. It was great. So yeah, I'm being excited to see what happens next.
Oh,
so.
You're a legend.
But yeah, fuck thank that. You, one ton of fun. Lloyd,
let's go back to Lloyd. No, honestly, man, that was a fucking good episode. That's the first one back in the studio for a while as well, and I think it was a belter.
Oh, mate, it was great to be invited, and I just hope that my mum doesn't listen to that.
Mrs. Griffith?
Ms. Griffith.
Ms. Griffith.
Oh, she'll kick off. Yeah, no, please don't listen to this, mum. Watch it. It's too late, isn't it? Anyway.
Right. Thanks very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Lloyd.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.